U.S. food and agriculture industries, an argument that better taste is better for you. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. We'll know as the week wears on just how much jobs in America, the engine for jobs creation, has entered in this spring. This after data showed virtually no growth recorded in GDP in our first quarter. Last month's March jobs report was quite weak, just 126,000 jobs. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is following this.
Well, you know, the economy barely grew in the first quarter, but most likely March was just a bad blip in terms of the jobs reports. After all, we have had unemployment claims remaining low. Americans have a lot of purchasing power because of low gas prices. Best guess is that April will show 220,000 new jobs created. Unemployment likely fell to 5.4%. Now, there are a few things to worry about on the horizon. Key parts of the global economy are weak. Europe, China, Brazil. The dollar is really strong, good for consumers, but not so good if you work, you know, maybe at a manufacturing company making tractors for export. We're losing a lot of jobs in oil drilling right now because of those low oil prices, and wages still aren't going up very much.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thank you. We know that health care reform, Obamacare, has brought insurance to millions more Americans, but a new report out in the Journal of Health Affairs finds that despite this newfound access, many facilities lack the capacity to take on new patients. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on a business opportunity that exists as spending on treatment for addiction is expected to practically double by 2020.
As many as 30 million people now actually have insurance to cover any addiction problem. The only trouble, says University of South Carolina's Christina Andrews, is that coverage alone isn't getting many of them in the door.
The reality is that that's going to take years, and we have people right now who have great need.
Andrews says half the programs around the country don't meet basic insurance company requirements. And as of 2012, 63% lack the health IT they need to communicate with doctors and hospitals. These programs will eventually grow. It's just probably not from an investment at the state level, says Henrik Harwood.
Remember that providers are businesses like any others. They're responsible for making their own investments.
Harwood is with the National Association of State Alcohol and Drug Abuse Directors. He says given how political Obamacare remains, state spending is a long shot. But given the billions in new money that is available, there's reason to think someone will find a way to expand treatment and make a bunch of money. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Let's check markets. The 100-share index in London is up 0.4%. The key index on the Shanghai market fell 4% today to a four-month low. There are new restrictions on borrowing to buy stock there. S&P Dow and NASDAQ futures are down this morning. And for years, these six words have seemed to run together with no spaces or hyphens. PIMCO, the world's biggest bond fund. Well, not anymore. The longest word in the English language is now Vanguard, the world's biggest bond fund. Sure, there are medical and chemical terms that are longer, but don't tell me supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, etc. That's a nonsense word. There was a time in America when the beer tended to be yellow and insipid. That has changed with the craft beer movement and the arms race over hops. But what about a lot of the rest of our food? Mark Schatzker is a food writer who has a new book with a publication date of this week called The Dorito Effect. One of his key points, a link between taste and nutrition. He joins us here in our New York studio. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
So in what way has food gotten, you think, bland, lost its edge?
Everything we grow keeps getting bigger and cheaper, but we're paying a consequence in flavor, this slow drip loss of deliciousness. And we all know it. Tomatoes taste like cardboard now. Chicken tastes like cardboard. Strawberry tastes like cardboard.
It's almost like you're arguing that food plays to the lowest common denominator, like a pop song, bubblegum pop song plays to the masses.
Well, if only it were that simple, because the other side of this problem is the food we're not supposed to be eating, the junk food, keeps getting more and more flavorful. Humans follow flavor. We love flavor, and we incentivize our food by how it's flavored. And when you make the right food bland and the wrong food flavorful, is it any surprise that people are making bad food choices?
So what did you bring here?
So these are called garden gem tomatoes. These were developed by a guy at Florida named Harry Klee. Very simply, he took the best tasting heirloom he'd ever grown and he crossed it with one of these commercial powerhouse tomatoes. None of it's GMO. The flavor is indistinguishable from its heirloom parent. It's got a great crop. It travels well. This is a game-changing tomato.
And you're saying this is not a fortune to mass produce this?
No, this would be a little bit more expensive than a really cheap tomato.
I know, and there are people listening to this right now sort of banging their heads going, it's amazing that that little detail, flavor, fell out of the equation.
Well, you know what's also interesting is that in Harry Klee's 20-year quest to fix the tomato, it's what he discovered about the importance of nutrition. The first is that there's about 400 flavor compounds in tomatoes, and humans only care about 20. And what Klee discovered is that these compounds are all synthesized from important nutrients. So the flavor of a tomato is telling us something about the nutrition. So it's amazing what flavor can do if you care about it.
This will seem heretical given what we were talking about here because we've got this beautiful display. But, you know, the book's called The Dorito Effect. I figured before we go, let's remember what the alternative is. We have Doritos Cool Ranch. I don't know if you care to have one.
I'll have one.
You'll have one? Why not? Mark Schatzker has written on food for Condé Nast Traveler, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal. His book, The Dorito Effect, The Surprising New Truth About Food and Flavor, is just out. Mark, have another one. They're a little stale. Let's return to proper table manners here, kids. I also talked to Mr. Schatzker about two ways to fight a predicted global shortage in chocolate. One increases cocoa crop production to make chocolate that tastes awful. Another approach ends up tasting great. If you missed that part of the interview on the air, it'll be at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.